Does that mean that Jesus is, you know, much lower like us, you know, and He has a Father that He has, He's not equal with the Father? Absolutely not. Here we see there's a relation between God's fatherhood and Christ's sonship. Here we have to see the scripture as the mediator. Whenever we see as the mediator, we see the Son of Man. We see the humanity of Christ. Christ is fully human and He is also fully divine. Here we see as a mediator, that means He is fully man. The Father was His God when He came down to this earth. He lived as a man, fully man. And the second person of the Trinity, here we see Christ in His human nature, as God appointed Him to be the mediator of the covenant that He made, where? In heaven. God made the covenant, not only here on earth, but in heaven, God made a covenant. Now, let me show you the covenant. If you see a part of it, if you turn with me to Psalm 89, verse 3. Servanthood of Christ here. Psalm 89, starting from verse 3. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. This is not referring to David, but to the son of David, Christ, because Christ's seed was established forever. David died, but the seed of Christ was established forever, and the heavens are going to declare praises, the wonders of God. And here the congregation of the saints are praising God because of Christ. So this is talking, he says here, I have made a covenant with my chosen. Father made a covenant with the second person of the Trinity, with the Son. Turn with me to verse 20. I have found David, my servant. Jesus became a servant. You know Philippians chapter 2 talk about the servant to the Christ, right? Equal with the Father, equal with God, but yet he became obedient to death. Verse 20, 89-20, Psalm. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him. Verse 26, he shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Here we see, Thou art my Father, Son crying out to the Father. Here we see Christ as the mediator. God the Father made a covenant with Christ before the foundation of the world. And Christ kept that covenant. And here we see, He did not break the covenant. Although Christ is God, He kept the covenant that was made in heaven as He humbled Himself and became obedient to the Father. That's why Christ, Adam could not do it, the first man, he was disobedient to the commandments, but Christ, the last Adam, was obedient to the commandments, and he kept all the commandments of God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 says that, Jesus said, think not that I came to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill, we destroyed the law. We couldn't keep the law. Christ fulfilled the law. He satisfied the justice of God. So there is no way we can come to the Father. Or the only way is through Christ, because He is perfect. And all the blessings come to us through Christ, and all the praises must go through Christ to the Father.